The Hillishlag Knowledge Tour is brought to you by Hillishlag Sugar Beet Seed. Michigan Sugar Executive Vice President Jim Ruhlman says the official variety trials generate a substantial amount of data that is of interest to the sugar industry.
A large amount of research here, both from a university standpoint and a seed company standpoint and a company-specific standpoint. It's everything from disease control to varieties that perform in different conditions and in different environments. So it's been a great turnout. It's been a great day so far, and we've got great participation.
Now, the varieties that are in these research trials, the best ones, do they move forward into commercial production for Michigan Sugar?
They do. We do research for a number of years on new seed varieties, and then we come to a point where we have this variety approval system, and if it meets the criteria for our commercial seed production, then we make those recommendations to the seed companies, and they give us a seed.
And the Michigan crop is getting bigger with plenty of rain since early August.
We had a really tough June and July, but amazingly, our crop survived the dry weather. The root structure is very good. Crop health is good. And then we started getting rains a couple weeks ago, and it's just taken off. So we were looking at a 29-ton crop here a couple weeks ago, and we'll be north of 30 now.
Sugar content been dropping because of the tonnage going up?
It has. We started out in the 15% range, and now we're down into the high 13s, tickling 14. But that'll rebound. I mean, we'll get these nutrients out of the soil, and these beets will grow and develop. And I think our sugar will be back into the 18s by the time we permanent pile in October.
The Hillishlag Knowledge Tour, brought to you by Hillishlag Sugar Beet Seed, for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan.